So we're halfway through the NICE event towards a digital future, and we're just pausing for lunch at the moment. And I'm here with Murray Moss, who's a program director for NICE, who does all the digital inclusion programs. Is that right?
I work for the digital learning team, and I'm the lead officer for digital inclusion. That's right.
Fantastic. I was wondering how you thought today's been going so far.
I think it's been going really well, actually. I think it's been a fantastic range of different things around digital inclusion. And of course, it's really good to hear about initiatives like Online Basics, which are aimed at getting people started and getting online. It's also really good to hear about the kind of content creation opportunities that have been offered by the Prison Radio Association and the community film projects that we heard about, because we have felt that content creation is a really important motivator for people. It's a learning process in itself. And as Natasha from the MLA was saying, content is a big motivator for people, and people are also very interested to see other people's content. So one of the things that came out of the digital participation survey, which we've just published, was that learners are almost twice as likely to place content on the internet as non-learners. And we think that that kind of indicates a whole range of things, but also that people are developing, learners are developing a confidence to put content on the internet, which is obviously going to be relevant to other learners because it's stuff that's been self-generated. I guess there are lots of issues around that, but one thing to think about is a rising digital threshold of digital life skills, so that while Online Basics is fantastic and as an initiative which gives people good support, a good learning experience and opportunities for appropriate progression, we think that's wonderful, but we also want to look at a wider issues of how people develop a bigger range of skills than just internet usage.
And so for today, obviously NICE have been organising this, so the people who are speaking here are obviously partners for you, a lot of them, but also organisations that you're aware of and are involved with.
Yep.
So what is your aim for today?
What is that? Well, I think people will go away from today with a fairly wide understanding of what digital inclusion is all about. I think in the afternoon session, when people are going to have opportunities to ask more specific questions about the kind of things that have attracted people into particular projects, like the film project in Birmingham, for instance, that will give us ways of looking at how to tackle digital exclusion in very specific ways for specific groups. While Online Basics is a generic offer, we also know from pictures of digital exclusion that different initiatives work with different groups of people at different times, and that their needs can be very local or very specific to their own interests. And I think this afternoon session will give people ideas to go away with about how they might tackle digital inclusion in their own areas.
And we've talked about using different tools. So we were actually just talking before obviously about video and using flip cams and things like that. Well, the discussion earlier about using mobile, and mobile technology obviously encompasses different things, but mobile phones as opposed to just computers. So within NICE, what do you feel about, you know, using the different tools and different ways to get people involved online?
Well, I think what we feel fundamentally is that the use of technology has to be appropriate for people. So there's no point in trying to encourage people to use a technology which doesn't work for them. Clearly, mobile phones are not just phones anymore, and they're content creation devices. So the fact that people can shoot film and shoot video and take audio through one simple device has been a massive motivating factor for people getting involved in a whole range of community media projects. We would encourage people to look at a range of different devices, particularly if they've got needs which mean that some devices work better for them than others, and computers are by no means the be-all and end-all the way that we see solutions to digital exclusion.
Thank you very much.
Okay.